Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Christopher Connolly, sitting in for Fraser Smith. I'm joined by Karen Hostler from the WYPR reporting staff. We're going to talk about early voting today. So, Karen, I keep hearing a lot about record turnout. Just what does that actually mean?
Well, it was a record turnout, all right. You could say it was double the last time, but it was really, really low. 4%, a little over 4% of the electorate came out for early voting, and of course the election that will be the primary day is tomorrow, when we hope a lot more people come out. But they were crowing, but not too much to crow about, I think, at this point.
And this is after they've made some changes this year to boost the turnout numbers
for early voting. Well, that's exactly right. Actually, my husband gets furious when he keeps hearing this record turnout, because what they did was they added two more days, so it went from 6 days 2 years ago to 8 days this time, and they expanded the number of polling places to 63 from 46, so hopefully that added more people who came out to the polls, but it wasn't exactly a thundering mass.
And there's been a long struggle to get this right. I mean, voters approved early voting by referendum a while back.
Yeah, back in 2008, and the first time they actually tried it was 2010, and the turnout then, again, for early voting was something like 2.4%, and they got something like that in 2012. So I think that's one of the reasons why they added the extra days and the polling places. And I will say that there appeared to be a trend that people, that the best day was last Thursday, which was the last day of the early voting for this primary, and they got by far their biggest turnout for that day. So maybe people are starting to get the message.
Now, turnout, though, it should be said, is generally pretty low for primaries, right?
Well, it is. It's like 20%. And, you know, if you're someone who cares about voting, it's very frustrating because, especially in a state with such a strong Democratic majority, many races are decided in the primary. And so if you don't come out and vote in the primary, you're really giving up part of your Democratic right to participate, and so it's frustrating.
So with early voting, we've been doing it for a couple elections now. Is it changing the campaign process at all?
Well, it does seem like the candidates are really making an effort. The kind of things they used to do just on primary or election day, you know, have their poll watchers out there greeting the voters as they come in, they were now doing that over the 8 days of the early voting. And the candidates, both Republican and Democratic candidates, were pitching the idea, get out and vote, get out and vote. Their messages, the way they're setting up their press conferences and so forth. I mean, I think it just may be something that it was going to take us some time to learn how to do, but ultimately maybe we will get more people involved in the Democratic process.
So how big of a factor is the nature of the contest here?
You know, that's really a question. We have gubernatorial candidates now on both sides of the ballot that should be hot races. We have an attorney general's race that's a hot race. We have almost every office in the state up for election this time, but many seats go uncontested, and that has to do with redistricting and a lot of other questions.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Christopher Connolly. This is Inside Maryland Politics on WYPR.